USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Consumer expectations for inflation are hitting a record high. The New York Fed Reserve says the inflation outlook rose 6.8% in June for its highest rate on record. Meanwhile, household spending expectations for the year ahead were slightly lower than last month's all-time high. Firefighters are working to protect famous giant sequoias that are under threat from a wildfire in Yosemite National Park. The park's public affairs officer, Scott Gedman, says no sequoias have been burned as of Sunday.
What we're finding, unfortunately, is that the retardant is not as effective simply because of the terrain. And so with that, we're really relying more on water and the helicopter drops.
The U.S. Forest Service says the fire spans over 2,000 acres and is at 0% containment. This is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
President Biden spent some time at the White House on Monday recognizing the passage of the bipartisan Safer Communities Act that increases money for mental health and tightens firearm regulations. Dr. Roy Guerrero is a pediatrician in Uvalde, Texas, where 19 children were killed in a mass shooting at Robb Elementary School. He speaks about the impact the shooting had on his community.
I see children daily with PTSD and anxiety that's now leading to depression. I spend half my days convincing kids that no one is coming for them and that they are safe knowing and that they're safe. But how do I say that knowing that the very weapons used in the attack are still freely available?
India will soon surpass China in total population. A new UN report predicts it will happen sometime next year. Both countries are home to over 1.4 billion people as of 2022. This is USA Radio News.
David was in big trouble with the IRS.
At first, I didn't owe that much, but after this year, it was out of control.
Then David called Get a Tax Lawyer.
Right away, they were like, oh yeah, looks like you're qualified to save.
Get a Tax Lawyer went to work.
Should have called way sooner.
Get a Tax Lawyer has helped thousands like David fight the IRS and get a fresh start.
Call 800-745-3070. That's 800-745-3070.
The baby formula company in Michigan that has been at the center of the baby food shortage in the country has resumed operations again. The Abbott Nutrition Factory in Sturgis, Michigan had reopened in June in hopes of helping with supply chain issues, only to have to close 2 weeks later due to damage from a severe thunderstorm and flooding. President Biden is a fan of people protesting.
President Biden on Sunday encouraged Americans to keep protesting the Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe, as a large number of Americans approve of states making abortion laws in an effort to save the lives of babies. Biden is ready to make the issue a public health emergency, again relying on executive order.
Keep protesting, because keep making your point. It's critically important. We can do a lot of things to accommodate the rights of women. In the meantime, but fundamentally, the only thing that's going to change this is if we have a national law.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Appearing on Fox and Friends, Five for Fighting singer and songwriter John Arondek shares how he was able to play a new song he wrote about the Russian invasion of Ukraine in the Ukrainian capital city.
I said, why don't we go to do this song with the Polish orchestra, because Poland has been so great in this war. And they said, let me call you back. A couple days later, it said, how would you like to do this with the Ukrainian orchestra?
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.